I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The rumors of war continue to make their way across Sudan and South Sudan. Rumors coupled with internal tribal conflicts equal refugee crisis. Food for the Hungry's country director Yves Habumugisha says 85,000 refugees have left the border areas already. If a resolution isn't reached, Habumugisha says 500,000 could stream into the region. While food insecurity is a huge issue, the church is mobilizing resources and...
This would mean that over the next couple of months, we may have as many as 500,000 people coming to us the southeast.
Help FH at our website. Next, Living Water International has always felt that clean water is the basis for better health, economy, and education. But in a new campaign, they point out water is just the beginning. The campaign focuses on Uganda, where Living Water International isn't just digging wells. Paul Darzalek says they involve the whole community.
Training leaders who involve the church and involve leaders from civil society, involve local school systems in teaching hygiene and sanitation courses, incorporating that into the social fabric of a community.
Communities are transformed physically, but also spiritually. And Easter sometimes gets overshadowed by other holidays like Christmas. But the truth is, the first Easter Sunday was the most significant day in human history. This year, Faith Comes By Hearing wants to help you celebrate the good news of the resurrection and even share it with others. Faith Comes By Hearing is offering a free download of the Easter story. It's a fully dramatized reading of Mark 15 and 16. There's a link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes By Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD, call 1-800-995-4828, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.